We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. All right, we're going to close strong. It's quarter number four, but before we get to our new series, take two, the winner of the Ask Ross segment for the best question of the week goes to Megan from Bellefonte. Congratulations, Megan. Megan, you will receive a 409 tailgate box from 409tailgateclub.com. Okay, let me hand that off. Since I took care of business and did not forget, we are going to start another new series this week for the offseason. Mm-hmm. This is Bob Flounders' 25 most important players in 2020. We're going to do this in descending
early order. In 2020, going into spring. Just so there'll be another list probably going into summer, but this is how I see it coming off of this past year, going into spring.
What was your, just real quick, a little bit on your, what were you looking for as a criteria to rank them in terms of, you know, important players?
For me, it was either the chance of playing time, the importance of the position, or the upside. It was one of those three. It could have been all of those three. And I wrote in the story, in 2015 and 2016, when I was doing those lists, felt it was pretty easy to get to 25, and the way that James has recruited and the way they develop players, like, this was, I know for a fact I left five or six players
on the cutting room floor. Yeah,
we could be talking about quite a bit in October and November, but that also is an indicator of the progress. We just talked about them being really a consensus top 10 team the last couple of years, and you're seeing,
I would agree,
it,
yeah,
when you look at trying to cut a list to 25 important players.
Yeah, that had to be difficult. I'd be interested, the ones on the cutting room floor. All right, let's start with the ones that made the cut. At number 25 is linebacker Jesse Luketa.
Yeah, a legit contender to play linebacker, experienced. They played him as a true freshman. He did see the field last year. They're replacing two linebackers. They certainly have a couple of young linebackers they love. And so,
and why not?
They have to. I mean, it's going to be a fascinating battle. They're going to play more than three. I think that they have legit top five, top six depth now. That should pay dividends, even more so this year on a defense that should be extremely fast. But I don't know what Jesse Luketa's ceiling is, but I do think he is in their plans in some capacity. He could start, but I just know that they have some guys behind him that are awfully, awfully talented. So that's why I have him this high on the list, high being not close to one.
So I thought the list was good, Bob. I went through all 25, so I could, if I was going to rip you, I could know.
I'm sure, like, so it's okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I wanted to be able to rip you intelligently and informed. I got to go back through it again. Nothing jumped out to me as being outlandish. Yeah. Just the one thought I had with Luketa being 25 and the number of linebackers you had,
yeah,
I wonder if after spring, one of these guys doesn't hit the portal. Because,
right,
they are good, and they have right now Micah, Brandon Smith, Lance Dixon, Ellis Brooks, Jesse Luketa. Those are five, I think, Big Ten starting linebackers.
Yeah,
but there can only be three, and really, in obvious passing downs, there can only be two.
Right.
So I'm not suggesting those kids should go to the transfer portal. I'm just saying, I wouldn't be shocked if one does or two does. What I think they would be smart if they did would be, I mean, Micah Parsons is never coming off the field.
Right.
But it might be nice if they had, like, I can picture something where it's Micah, Ellis Brooks, and Brandon Smith are your starters. And then your nickel is Micah and Lance Dixon. Or Micah becomes one of the four guys in the pass rush part of it, and your nickel linebackers are Lance Dixon and Lucada. Like, you could really specialize where those guys, and that's a great way to do it, because those guys all get a bunch of snaps then, and they really get to focus in on, because those are different jobs, different responsibilities. So I wonder if that's a possibility.
And I would just say, I think this, even though he's played early, I think this is just a huge year for Lucchetti, because as Ross said, if you don't carve out a role, a significant role this year, you ain't doing it next year.
No way.
People, I mean, it's got to be now. The future is now for Jesse Lucchetti. I think he's got a decent shot, but all bets are off if those other linebackers take a step forward this year.
You know, the crazy part is, from where he came from and how he's developed and everything, you'd be ecstatic. You know what I mean? You should be ecstatic. The kid has developed. He's gotten better. He's become trustworthy. All
of
those things.
He could play for play linebacker for a lot of teams in the Big Ten. He could.
Yeah, that's what you're saying. And now you're saying, okay, it could be now or never for this guy. All right, let's keep moving on. Number 24, sticking with the linebacker position. We already mentioned him, Lance Dixon.
Yeah, and then Ross talked about him. I mean, the upside on this guy is just off the charts. Really, I think a lot of people, Ross included, viewed him as a five-star player last year. So they had two five-star linebackers. I mean, we haven't really talked about the Jacobs kid who's coming in, who just got his
fifth star.
He finally got his fifth star. It's just impressive the way that he can run. I do like the fact that the coaching staff, they were going to play him last year, but what Jordan Stout was able to do on kickoffs, they said, hey, man, we're not gonna just play this kid on special teams and kick coverage and burn his red shirt. I like the fact they pulled back on it, but just because you didn't see him last year in the fall does not mean you're not gonna see a lot of him. And that speed, and you just look at him in some of the pictures, he looks really, really good. I just want to see him play linebacker, because we didn't really get a good look at it.
Right.
I just think he's gonna be a handful if and when Penn State turns him loose.
There's not much to say about him because he didn't play. His high school video was awesome. He's a terrific prospect. Can't wait to see him in this blue-white game and next year.
This is more projection than anything else at number 24, or possibilities. All right. Number 23 is cornerback Keaton Ellis, and we did see him this year.
We did see him. James Franklin praised him before they ever played their first game. I believe he enrolled early in January. Athletic player who I think probably was a little bit underrated at State College. He did a lot of things for that team. I think Penn State knew that, felt like they got a steal. Can affect the game on special teams. He had some freshman struggles at some point during the season, but I thought at the end of the year he started to come around a little bit. And I keep going back to the fact that late in the Cotton Bowl, when Tariq Castro Fields wasn't quite right with him, they had two true freshmen and a redshirt freshman on the field playing cornerback, the one of them made the play. They didn't look that bad, and this cornerback room, with they have four young corners. Some of them that we're going to be talking about, but it is a significant youth movement. I think that's a good thing, because I do think that the overall secondary was one of the weakest links last year, the way that they played pass defense, and I think these guys will get better.
Is Keaton a starter, Ross? Can you see him as a starter as a true sophomore? Did you see enough?
I think he could be. I mean, Castro Fields is going to start.
Right.
The other position... Marquise Wilson could be Keaton Ellis.
Right.
There's going to be competition over there. I mean, based on his rankings, Bob thinks it's going to be Marquise Wilson. I'll go with Keaton Ellis. We can have a friendly adult beverage
Fair enough.
On it.
Huh. You taking Wilson?
I am. I'm going to take Marquise Wilson.
And you're
well,
gonna
he's
take
got
to.
He's got him ranked higher in his top 25.
Yeah, come on,
all right. This is the Keystone
That's a spoiler
Kickoff
alert,
Show.
By the way.
Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. No more spoilers. We are your source for Penn State football news and analysis 52 weeks a year. We never stop talking Penn State football. All right, we're in quarter number four. Andy Shea, Ross Tucker, Bob Flounders. We are debuting a series that we're going to run here in the offseason leading up to spring ball, which is Bob Flounders' 25 most important players for 2020. There will be another list, but this is the early take in 2020. We're doing them in descending order. So we are up to number 22, which is defensive end Adisa Isaac.
Yeah, this is as much physical tools and projection as almost any pick. Etor, I heard him on a podcast. It's Etor. Yes, because somebody asked him how to pronounce it, and that's what he came up with. So sorry about that. I was calling him Etor. Anyway, he's gone. Shaka Tony is back, but it's not Sean Spencer. But whoever the defensive line coach is, they gotta have to play three or four defensive ends. I mean, Shaka's obviously at the top of the depth chart, and I know obviously that physical freak that is Jason Alway. I think he did some good things, but I think after those two, I think this is the guy. I think he got a lot of praise for – he did play. He did not redshirt.
They pulled it off.
They didn't hesitate to use him last year, which is always a great sign. He's got a really nice burst. I think he's going to get bigger. And I just think in a year or two, we're going to be talking about this guy as a legit NFL prospect.
I agree. I think he's that kind of guy. I think Isaac and Alway, these are the kind of recruits they have to have. The elite edge guys, I think he is that.
Do you think the new defensive line coach is – okay, so you've got Shaka Tony, right? Are you looking for a starter if you come in at the other DN position? You're looking for a number one guy, or are you looking for a couple guys?
I think the second starter has not been identified. I just – in terms of – like people who are 260 pounds that can run a 4.5. There's like, I don't know, is there about 50 on the planet that can do that? So obviously a guy like Jason's got a leg up, but I mean, you just look at the jump that Etor made from his true freshman season of 2017 to 2018 when he had 20 tackles for loss and at times looked like he was shot out of a cannon during that 2018 season. There is absolutely every reason to believe that Adisa could make that jump and leapfrog Jason. I just think that you got to see it. He's got to take a step, and I'll be curious to see how the new defensive line coach, like how he either contrasts or is the same as Sean Spencer. But I think for absolutely this guy is a, if he's not a starter, he's going to play a ton, and when they go to a pass rush set, I think you're going to see him on the field a lot.
We're seeing Etor as a low first round pick. That surprise you in any way, shape, or form, Ross? Or do you think what he is capable of?
I saw one recently where they had him in the top 10. That would surprise me.
Yeah.
I don't see that. I think he's a late first round pick. I think he's got so much potential, his frame, his body. I think he does go late first round, but there's about 45 guys right now that think they're going late first round. I mean, the math.
Right.
That math just don't work.
All right, that'll do it for the Keystone Kickoff Show this week. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Ross. For everybody at the Keystone Sports Network, thanks for joining us. Have a good weekend.
Looking for a great gift for the blue and white fan in your life? Check out 409tailgateclub.com for some great ideas. You can get the tailgate box that includes all their rubs and sauces. Then there's the Bloody Mary gift box, complete with mix, bacon salt, and even pepperoni straws. Go to 409tailgateclub.com and check out their online store. Don't forget to use code KSN on checkout for a discount. That's 409tailgateclub.com and use code KSN.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross-check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.